This is Peter Rosenberger. This is your Caregiver Minute. It's often repeated, we demand justice for others, but mercy for ourselves. Despite all our technological advances, you know what? The human condition remains fraught with one-sided grievances. In my journey, I notice that the shortcomings of others appear in 2020 focus, while I ashamedly apply a much softer filter to my own. Blaming others for disappointments is easy and even justifiable at times. Yet I learned bitterness does nothing to improve my contentment and well-being. Although it seems counterintuitive, a friend shared an effective way to live peacefully is by concentrating on cleaning my side of the street. A tremendous mental shift occurred to me when I took a hard look at my offenses rather than focusing on others. I painfully discovered that while I was the statue some days, other days I regretfully was the pigeon. I'll let you figure that one out. Although disappointment remains constant in this world, grace is optional. We become gracious when extending to others the same grace we desire for ourselves. And the playwright Eugene O'Neill once said, "Man is born broken. He lives by mending. The grace of God is glue."
This has been your Caregiver Minute with Peter Rosenberger, brought to you by Standing with Hope, a ministry for the wounded and those who care for them. There's more information at standingwithhope.com.